Welcome to the Busy Gamer podcast for the week of November 7th, 2010, providing a weekly summary of news and views from BusyGamerNews.com. We're a gaming site for people too busy for gaming sites.
This week's releases:
Call of Duty Black Ops for Nintendo DS, PC, PS3, Wii, and Xbox 360.
The Sly Cooper Collection for PS3, plus The Fight, Lights Out, and SingStar Dance Party Pack for Move.
Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1 for Nintendo DS, PS3, Wii, and Xbox 360.
Karaoke Revolution Glee, Nickelodeon Fit, and Just Dance Kids for Wii.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer for DS and Wii.
Mario vs. Donkey Kong Miniland Mayhem for DS.
Nights in the Nightmare for PSP.
Plus, Tales of Monkey Island and Sam & Max The Devil's Playhouse for Mac.
This is the latest game information we have. A more thorough summary will be posted Monday morning.
Last week's releases:
Microsoft Kinect Motion Control Camera Sensor with Kinect Adventures and launch titles Dance Central, Dance Masters, Kinectimals, Kinect Joyride, Kinect Sports, Motion Sports, and Your Shape Fitness Evolved.
James Bond 007 GoldenEye for Wii and DS, and James Bond 007 Bloodstone for DS, PC, PS3, and Xbox 360.
God of War Ghost of Sparta for PSP.
Plus, for iPhone and iPad, you can get Age of Zombies, Galaxy on Fire 2, Gun Brothers, and Worms 2 Armageddon.
For a more complete listing of recent releases, please check our November 1st roundup on the site.
Giveaways.
Each week we launch a giveaway we call Free Stuff Friday, though you normally have nearly a week to enter.
This week we have a pretty amazing prize: Dance Central for the new Xbox 360 Kinect. We ended up getting two copies and thought we'd pass the extra one on to a lucky busy gamer, along with some launch swag including three purple Kinect wristbands, a couple of window clings, and a bunch of stickers. Just to be clear, you'll need to bring your own Kinect sensor, or find a friend or family member who will totally have you over to play if one of you wins.
You got this? 5, 6, 7, 8.
Get up to 4 chances to win by posting a comment, reviewing one or both of our podcasts on iTunes, and tweeting about the giveaway. Find the details on our site and be sure to enter by 6 p.m. Pacific on Wednesday, November 17th. That's right. This prize is so big, we're giving you an extra week to enter.
Step together. Step together. Step together. Step together. You can do it.
Last week's winners:
Jonathan won Tales of Legendia, which was donated by Ballard Girl 1.
Shane snagged SSX Snowboarding.
And Daniel took Indigo Prophecy.
Comment of the week: Colin Catastrophe entered to win Tales of Legendia and left a nice comment about the PS2 10th anniversary.
Great contest to remember, the greatest console generation. I got a PS2 for my 12th birthday and rented Tekken Tag Tournament, Zone of the Enders, and Dark Cloud. So many amazing games came out for the PS2, and I continue to work on my collection. I'll never forget it for giving me Kingdom Hearts, Final Fantasy X, Silent Hill 2, Metal Gear Solid 3, Tony Hawk 3, and an endless plethora of great times.
The big news this week is that Kinect launched, and we have it. We thought about saving this one for the holidays, but we had an opportunity to nab it early and needed to see if it would work in our narrow living room, which it does, barely. So here's the deal with Kinect. You need 6 to 7 feet of distance between the sensor and the nearest obstacle, whether it's a sofa or a wall. We have ours set up high on a shelf hung above our TV, which bought us the extra half a foot we need for most games. Kinectimals, Kinect Sports, and Dance Central seem very forgiving, while we're still trying to get Kinect Adventures to work. Though this may be more about lighting than distance. You'll also need to move any furniture like coffee tables out of the way. Fortunately, our living room table rolls. The sensor needs to see your whole body, plus you don't want to run into anything while playing a game that requires jumping or dance moves. Some guy has already destroyed his TV by smacking a pull cord from his low-hanging ceiling fan right into it. You also need to have a fair amount of light, though you need to avoid light going directly into the sensor. We have 2 lamps in the living room, and we're thinking we might move them around or add a third to create even more ambient lighting. One cool feature of the Kinect that isn't getting much press is that you can use it for headset-free room-to-room chat and Xbox Live voice chat. You can also use it to pause and restart movies via voice control, so if you get up to run to the kitchen, you don't even need to reach for the remote. I'll talk more about the games later in the podcast.
We're playing for fun. What's one has been won. The bell has been rung. The banners are hung.
How do you review a game that nobody loves but you, and that sometimes you even hate? No, that wasn't your great Aunt Frances at the Branson Dinner Theater Buffet, but close. That is the sweet sound of zombies in captivity, waiting to take the stage on America's hottest new game show. Terror is reality.
Zombies took our Willamette. They took our Las Vegas. But tonight, America, we're going to get a little payback.
Yes, it's time to bang our collective heads against Dead Rising 2, a game I can't stop playing no matter how much it hurts me. And it hurts. A lot. This go-round you play as Chuck Green, a motocross star with a big old zombie chip on his shoulder.
Hey, buddy. I heard you lost your wife in Vegas. I guess you suck at killing zombies, otherwise she'd still be around!
Oh, snap. He does have a point, however. Not only did Chuck's wife turn, but she bid his angel-faced daughter Katie before meeting her true death. Awkward. Fortunately for Katie, the heroes in the pharmaceutical industry have created Zombrex, the 24-hour anti-zombification medicine.
Side effects may include nausea, headache, chills, and a strong craving for human flesh. Ask your doctor if Zombrex is right for you.
So we have Chuck's motivation and reason for dragging his daughter to this cesspool. Time to unleash the zombies and go crazy Vegas style. From here, the game feels a lot like the original Dead Rising. Katie and a few other initial survivors are holed up in a control room watching the mall monitors and waiting for you to go out and take care of business.
Yeah,
I need you to run a few errands for me, kiddo.
You'd think the errands would be along the lines of, find food for everyone up here, we're starving, or send lawyers guns and money, because it has definitely hit the fan. But no, you exist primarily to go out and find survivors and drag them back to the control room, just like in real life. As an added bonus, you have to fight off psychopaths intent on slicing and dicing the last 6 humans in the city. These guys are vicious and will take you down in an instant until you've leveled up a few dozen times. The good news is, you can turn tail and run. Apparently, I did that a lot more than I thought. I failed to earn the Defeated 5 Psychopaths achievement my first time through, which is kind of pathetic.
The ladies were a little disappointed in your performance tonight, Chuck.
Sorry, ladies. You know I wanted to, but I just didn't have the right equipment. Maybe I should go back in the adult store on the Strip. They had some fascinating weapons. I didn't know massagers came in Xbox Green. Speaking of new and unusual weapons, Dead Rising 2 adds a workbench feature where Chuck can combine common household items. No, not that one. At least as far as I know. I mean, ew.
No, man, just do it!
Anyway. You get a weapon trading card every time you level up, and you can find clues to other weapons by studying signs. The weapons do higher damage and give greater XP, so they're perfect for psychopath battles and mowing down large numbers of zombies. Which pretty much covers everything you do in the game. This time you don't have to go it alone, however. There is online co-op, including the option to jump into a stranger's game, if they allow it. While I haven't accepted any requests to double-team the psychopaths, I have spent a lot of time in the online battle mode set in the Terror is Reality arena. You'll go head-to-head, assuming you can find an active game, with up to 3 other players in a series of mini-games that are just as gross as they are funny. Plus, you can rack up some serious bank even if you come in dead last, so to speak. That money will come in handy later in the game. If you love Dead Rising, you'll love this game too. If you hated it, well, you do the math. As for me, I love Dead Rising. Although there were times I felt like I was in some sort of strange sadomasochistic relationship with it.
Oh, yeah, baby! Oh, you love it! You love me!
And that's just the problem. I do really love Dead Rising, even when I hate it. Because I know if I drop out, I might miss out on a particularly spectacular mission, or I might button mash my tendons into oblivion, just like I did the first time. The sad thing is, I beat Dead Rising 2, and then promptly started a new game.
I know you want that encore ride. Oh yeah, baby! This is gonna be incredible! Woo!
Yes. Yes it is. Until I have to do that mission again. I really hate that guy.
What we're playing.
I spent some quality time this week with a terrific little time management game on the PC, Heart's Medicine. If you're not familiar with the genre, a time management game is basically just that. You have to juggle various tasks required to keep people happy. In this case, you're not only keeping people happy, you're healing them. You play Allison Hart, a young medical student performing her residency at the Still Creek Clinic.
Oh.
It appears Allison is the only person on duty, despite various other doctors, nurses, and staff who wander in and out of the levels. That means it's up to you to take care of everything from stocking the gowns to calling the patients to cashing them out. Oh yeah, and also healing them too. That's kind of important. Your primary duty is pointing and clicking to send patients, and Allison, to the appropriate station. You have to heal patients to make room for more, which means keeping dressing gowns, pills, or other accoutrements well stocked. And don't forget to check them out at the end. They get depressed if they have to wait too long at that desk to leave. The point-and-click mania is broken up by a soap opera storyline.
Oh.
This is a hospital, after all. Plus the occasional treatment minigame. My personal favorite was a timed x-ray puzzle game featuring realistic bones missing pretty significant fragments. I loved putting the bones back together, although it did bring back some disturbing sense memories of the night Pikachu fan broke his arm a few years back when he was 5.
Don't run on bleachers. Really, please, please, please don't run on bleachers.
The levels are extremely well-paced and do get progressively harder. Don't be fooled by early training levels. This game will keep you on your toes as you fight to stock shelves, save patients, and make sure that kids get to the potty. Heart's Medicine is a completely family-friendly game that you can jump in and out of for just a few minutes at a time. It's challenging, fun, and well-written. Check it out at Gamehouse, where it's an exclusive, and you can get a free trial of the game. Just don't forget to check out your patients. Boy, they get cranky if you make them wait.
I'm still chipping away at Fallout New Vegas, which I'm really loving. Don't listen to the naysayers. If you loved Fallout 3, this is basically more of the same, with some refinements. And yes, some new bugs too. But it's a blast. What do you want? Apart from that, I played several Kinect games. Kinectimals is the best game so far, and I'm not ashamed to admit it. If you thought this was an elaborate toy-style sandbox, you're wrong. There are elements of that here, for sure, but the kitten you adopt is incidental to many of the challenges, such as racing an RC vehicle and pitching balls at targets. There are new areas that unlock, including contests with challenges, as you get points for teaching your kitten new tricks. Kids will love it.
Silly kitty!
But so can adults, if you give it a chance. I also played a fair amount of Kinect sports, and I was won over. I'm not much of a sports person, but I used to bowl in leagues and was pretty good. This game captures the feel of bowling even better than Wii Sports did, and I absolutely love it. I also did the track and field events, which made me feel like a star for tossing a discus and running some hurdles in record time. The soccer minigames are also a ton of fun, kicking balls as fast as you can past a goaltender to hit targets.
You're an inspiration to the younger players!
Or being the goaltender and using your arms, legs, head, and torso to keep balls from getting past you.
You are rewriting the soccer textbooks today!
We'll have more to say about Dance Central, which is going to take some work to learn.
You still did better than that guy saw last week.
Can I get that number?
And Kinect Adventures in future podcasts.
You are likely to be eaten by a group. If this predicament seems particularly cruel, consider whose fault it could be. Now the torture a match in your inventory.
DLC highlights.
New WiiWare titles are Gene Labs and Robox. Plus, there's Street Slam for Virtual Console. DSi gamers also can get a version of Gene Labs. Plus, Paul's Shooting Adventure and Peg Solitaire. There's also a DS demo of Sonic Colors on the Wii's Nintendo channel.
The PlayStation 3 store added Horde, a bunch of downloadable God of War games and add-ons, a Rock Band 3 demo, and the Tester Season 2 premiere.
Welcome to the Tester Season 2! PlayStation Move, oh my god!
Living with a bunch of gamers is gonna be like college all over again. I think it's just gonna be like reliving my fraternity days.
Well, yeah.
Get it!
Why?
Please,
why? Why?
Maxim, really?
I am Kratos!
Talk about a stereotype.
Challenge! Challenge!
Oh yeah, we have a challenge!
Both PS3 and Xbox 360 gamers can get Medal of Honor Hot Zone Pack. Xbox 360 Marketplace also has King of Fighters 2002 Ultimate Match, the free Medal of Honor Clean Sweep Pack, and a free in-game Kinect Joyride car sponsored by Chevy. There's also a Rock Band 3 demo which just came out along with a Joyride demo. And the first Dance Central downloadable tracks are available, priced at $3 each. We hadn't heard of any of these, have you? There's I Got You Dancing by Lady Sovereign, Because of You by Neo, and Temperature by Sean Paul.
As usual, more complete listings of the past week's DLC can be found at BusyGamerNews.com.
On Twitter, we encourage you to follow Game Watcher and Girl Got Game. That's GRRL Got Game. We often tweet news that isn't big enough to deserve an entry on the site or has a very limited shelf life. We also have a BGN community Twitter list. If you're not on it and want to be, just send Game Watcher an at reply.
We also encourage you to join the Busy Gamers Facebook group and our Busy Gamer News Facebook fan page.
If you use Stitcher Radio, search for Busy Gamer and favorite us there. And if you enjoy the podcast, please like us there too. You can actually do this each time that you listen. And we're also on Zune Marketplace.
We'd love it if you rate and review us on iTunes. This week, it could help you in Dance Central.
Some of the music in this podcast came from Mevio's Music Alley. Check it out at music.mevio, that's MEVIO.com. You can find details and links for these and other songs at BusyGamerNews.com/WhackPodcast.
Dark Spiderling.
A wonderful name. Excellent choice.
Dark Spiderling! That has to be the easiest achievement.